With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump believes that war against Iran is worth a temporary spike in oil and gas prices. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president acknowledged that oil and gas prices were going to rise as the U.S. remains engaged in the ongoing Middle East conflict, but said prices will come down.
If we have a little high oil prices for a little while, but as soon as this ends, those prices are going to drop, I believe, lower than even before.
AAA reported the average price for a gallon of gasoline jumped 11 cents overnight Tuesday. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal court has rejected the administration's attempt to slow the tariff refund process. We get an update from Bill Alexander.
The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit started the next phase in the tariff refund process by sending it to a lower court to sort out. In a court filing, the Trump Justice Department had urged the Federal Circuit to proceed cautiously and hold off for 90 days, but the judges refused. The Supreme Court ruled 10 days ago that Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs on most countries in the world were illegal, clearing the way for the importers who paid them to seek refunds.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. With a war ongoing now, a lot of uncertainty, and Wealth Club chief investment strategist Susanna Streeter says consumers and investors are worried.
We're set to be in an era of fresh energy volatility, just at a time when there had been hopes that energy prices would be coming down. It's adding fresh pain for households and companies around the world. Certain countries will be more exposed than others, and I think we're going to see this playing out in the days to come. But ultimately, it is the risks of conflict continuing to escalate with no end yet in sight that is really concerning.
That is investment strategist Susanna Streeter. This is SRN News. The state of Texas will be allowed to enforce a ban on drag shows.
The Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has reversed a previous ruling and will allow the state to prohibit sexually charged shows in places where small children might be present. Jonathan Covey of the group Texas Values is cheering the ruling, saying, quote, "The state is well within its rights to be able to protect kids from sexualized performances and harm." The new law is set to go into effect on March 12th. Michael Harrington reporting.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says federal prosecutors have indicted 30 more people tied to the invasion of a Minnesota church over an immigration enforcement crackdown. Bondi says 25 of those people are already under arrest. The protest on January 18th also led to the arrest of journalist Don Lemon and local activist Nakima Armstrong. Both have already pleaded not guilty to civil rights violations. This is SRN News. It sounds like the ideal treat for the end of winter.
It might still be winter in Minnesota, but spring is in the air for people lined up at the Dairy Queen in Moorhead, Minnesota for its annual opening. The event is a community tradition no matter what the weather. The Dairy Queen Heritage Store has operated for 77 years and offers treats found almost nowhere else. People bundled up in coats, hats, and gloves in freezing cold to line up Sunday for ice cream treats. At the Moorhead Dairy Queen, it seemed like a bit of a summer day, almost. Keith Peters reporting.
A Georgia man who gave his teenage son the gun he is accused of using to kill two students and two teachers at a high school has been convicted of second-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter. Cullen Gray also was found guilty of all other charges in the September 2024 shooting. More on these stories at srnnews.com.